In the name of Allah, may peace and salutations be upon the Messenger of Allah and upon his family and followers and companions, to proceed on the authority of Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, every joint of a person must perform a charity each day that the sun rises. To judge justly between two people is an act of charity. To help a person out with their mount, to help a man out with his mount, lifting him onto it, or hoisting his belongings up onto it, is an act of charity. And the good word is a charity. Every step that you take towards a prayer is a charity, and removing a harmful object from the road is a charity, reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. So in this hadith, the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, explains that every limb and every joint that an individual has, there is charity that's payable upon it. And that's a charity that's renewed each and every day. So this is a charity that you pay off one day, and then when the next day comes, it's due again. And he explained here, peace and blessings be upon him, that this charity that's payable isn't a charity of giving money or wealth. Rather, it's a charity of that can be paid in different types. And the reason for which this charity is payable is it's a means of giving thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessings that He's bestowed upon us from having a good body and having good health, and that which we have from health. Because sometimes you see someone who's not healthy, but they still give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there are those who are in a more difficult or are unhealthier than them, or in a worse position, and all praises are due to Allah. So to judge justly between two is an act of charity, i.e. if you find that two people are arguing and they have some disagreement, then if you were to come between them and to act as an intermediary in a good way, this is an act of charity, and in reality it's one of the best acts of charity. Due to the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no good in many of your discourses, in many of your secret discussions, except for someone who orders with charity, or orders with a good action, or causes rectification between the people. To help someone, to help a man upon his mount by lifting him upon it, or lifting their belongings onto it, is an act of charity. And this is... Yeah, this is when the individual isn't able to do it themselves. So helping them is an act that is an act of goodness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who do good. The good word is an act of charity. So every word that you, as we saw in the last hadith, every word that you seek nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through, whether it be tasbih or tahleel or takbir or tahmeed, or ordering with the good, or forbidding the evil, recitation of the Quran, teaching of knowledge, and other than this, all of these words are acts of charity. Every step that you take to the salah, to the prayer, is a charity. And this has been authentically reported in the hadith of the two sahihs, Bukhari and Muslim, from the hadith of Abu Hurairah, that if an individual makes wudu in their house, and they do it well, and then they leave from their house to the masjid, and they've left for no other purpose other than the salah, they don't make a step except they are raised. Allah raises them through that step, a rank, and He blots out one of their sins. And to remove the harmful thing from the pathway is an act of charity. And this is it shows the care that Islam has for all of the people, and that if an individual does this, they are rewarded. And Allah knows best, and peace and blessings be upon His Prophet and upon His family and followers.